Tyson Foods, headquartered in Springdale, has issued a letter to all its contract pork producers instructing them to adopt new animal welfare practices starting this year. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
In a major overhaul of its contract hog farm operations, Tyson Foods issued a set of new animal well-being recommendations for farmers to follow. The use of manual blunt force to euthanize sick or injured piglets is now prohibited. Medications must be used to mitigate pain associated with piglet castration and tail docking, and pregnant sows must be provided more space. Breeder pigs are confined for most of their lives to narrow metal gestation crates. Tyson also ordered video monitors to be placed in all facilities and for third-party farm audits to increase. Last autumn, Tyson terminated its contract with an Oklahoma swine producer after the animal rights group Mercy for Animals revealed alleged abuse based on graphic hidden camera footage. Executive Director Nathan Runkle.
Mercy for Animals investigator working at a Tyson pig factory farm documented a culture of animal cruelty and neglect, including workers viciously punching, kicking, and beating pigs, as well as cutting off the tails and ripping out the testicles of piglets without any painkillers, and mother pigs being locked inside of tiny maggot and feces-infested crates so small that the animals couldn't even turn around or lie down comfortably. On top of this, we found workers violently slamming baby piglets headfirst into the ground in oftentimes failed attempts to kill these animals. Many of these piglets suffered for an extended period of time with fractured skulls before finally dying.
Tyson Foods established an Office of Animal Well-Being more than a decade ago, which has slowly progressed. Tyson Foods spokesperson Gary Michelson declined talking on tape, but in a statement issued to media said the measures were an outgrowth of its Farm Check Animal Welfare Program, reflecting insight received from its advisory panel, including noted animal welfare advocate Temple Grandin, as well as from customers, farmers, and other industry. But Mercy for Animals, Nathan Runkle, says the worst offender, gestation crates, are now banned in 9 states and throughout the European Union.
And the entire pork industry should be moving away from them. And Tyson is a key player in this industry. They're the second largest pork producer. So we hope that this announcement will reduce the suffering of millions of animals. And we hope that it's not just PR hogwash by Tyson and that they really give this announcement additional teeth by making all points mandatory rather than just recommendations, and that they do attach a timeline to the recommendation to phase out restrictive gestation crates.
Tyson Foods was founded in 1935 and is one of the world's largest processors and marketers of chicken, beef, and pork, with sales of more than $33 billion in 2012. It operates 9 pork plants that process more than 400,000 swine per week. Other pork producers, including Cargill, Smithfield, and Hormel, are slowly phasing out gestation crates. And dozens of fast food restaurants and retail grocers, including Burger King, McDonald's, Costco, and Safeway, are demanding cruelty-free pork from suppliers. But to date, Walmart, the world's largest retailer, has not. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.